You may have heard about the ongoing peace talks with North Korea, but how will this affect ministry? I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories include reports from the mission field in Asia, Christian leaders are being equipped, and the persecuted church needs prayer. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. In the wake of the Inter-Korea Summit, Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says only time will tell if true change will happen. In these formal talks, nobody has yet broached more sensitive topics like human rights.
So we wait to see if this is the time in 2018 where we're going to finally break through some of those things that have stopped the negotiations before, or if we're going to end up at the same place where we ended up in 1991.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs is also waiting to see if their Korean office will be impacted. Currently, they launch balloons attached to gospel tracts into North Korea.
The South Korean government is pressuring our office in Seoul. Don't do any balloon launches right now. Don't do that. We don't want to irritate the North. So this does potentially have an impact on the Voice of the Martyrs work getting the gospel into North Korea.
And please ask God to bring gospel-centered peace to the Korean Peninsula. You're listening to Mission Network News. World Missions' Greg Kelly recently went to Lebanon to strategize for more effective ways to evangelize to unreached refugees.
We were in mainly Beirut, and we viewed Lebanon as a tremendously strategic location in the Middle East, mainly because it's the only country in that part of the world where it's not illegal to convert from Islam to Christianity. And that's very significant because, as in our strategy, we're trying to engage, of course, so many of the Syrian refugees who are in these camps.
World Mission is distributing their solar-powered audio Bibles, The Treasure, to share the gospel and give hope to these refugees. Kelly shares that a Libyan refugee family in Lebanon accepted Christ as their Savior. Now they're ministering to other refugees. Please pray the Lord will continue moving and opening hearts in Lebanon. You can help support and minister to refugees with World Mission at missionnews.org. Asian Access is expanding its leader training with the launch of its fresh Pan-Asia Leader Development Program. Asian Access's Delini DeVisser shares.
Pan-Asia is unique in that the cohort will be formed by participants from different countries representing different countries and cultures. For an example, we'll have two participants from Japan, two participants from Bangladesh and other Asian countries, and we create one cohort.
With technology, the world's grown smaller. This program focuses on developing the next generation of leaders for this context.
And so by the end of it, you'll have participants with really an expanded worldview, expanded theological understanding of how God is working in the world. And that is very exciting.
You can pray for this new program, its participants, and for the impact it'll have in these countries. Find more details and your place in the story at missionnews.org. Just a few months ago, Barner Research found over half of U.S. churchgoers had never heard of the Great Commission. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says Jesus' command to make disciples of all nations needs to come before the American dream.
I'll tell you, there's no paycheck, there's no title, there's no award on earth that can equal the satisfaction and the sense of peace and fulfillment that goes with serving Christ in the fulfillment of his final orders.
You can reach the nations with the gospel right where you are.
We have now immigrants. We have international students. We have people that maybe in some cases we're afraid of. We have been unwelcoming to. We've avoided. They're not us. They're not like us. Oh, my goodness. So Jesus went to in his day. So you start where you are and look for the people on your doorstep.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. You can also sign up to get our free e-news updates featuring stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.